Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Tes, Baba Kama 39a, pagination is 77, starting from the third line, Masnisen, the new Mishnah. Shoshal Pikeach, the ox of a normal, healthy person, Shenogach Shoshal Chereshot of a Koton, that gourd did damage to the ox that is owned by a deaf mute, a non-intelligent person, or a child. Chayiv, the regular person is obligated to pay for what his animal did damage to the people's property of this category, Chereshot of a Koton. V'shal Chereshot of a Koton, but people in that category whose animals did damage, shenogach shosho pikeach, that did damage to a normal healthy person, potter, are going to be absolved. We have a fascinating comment that is made on Daf Pei Zayin here in the Masechta regarding actual damage done to the person. In other words, our Mishnah is dealing with animal that damaged animal. On Pei Zayin, in Perek HaChovel, we're dealing with people damaging people, and the expression over there is pigiyosan ra. It's a bad thing to come in contact with a person of this category, Chereshot of a Koton, because when they do damage to us, they do not have to pay. They're not liable. But when we do damage to them, we do have to pay. So it's not fair. And that's this idea being outlined in our Mishnah regarding when their property does damage. We're going to focus on the case of Katan, the case of a child. Keep things simple. So to recap the Mishnah, if a regular grown man would do damage to the property of a child, he would be liable, but if the child's property did damage to the adult's property, he would not be liable. Shor shel chereshot v'katan, if a person of this category had an animal shenogach that did damage, bezdin ma'amidin lehem apotropos, bezdin would appoint a designated court-appointed representative for the child, typically a case of yesomim, orphans, umeidin lohem befnei apotropos, and one can achieve the level of muad now that this apotropos is on board. As the mefarshim explain, if the animal would gore another three times with the apotropos, with this appointee in place, then it would indeed become a muad, and then it would be obligated in payment for future damages, nezek shalem min ho'aliyah, from the assets, which would be done as karka, as real estate. Let's skip down to the Gemara, where the Gemara explains the balance of this Mishnah. Is the child liable? Is he not liable? What is the role of the apotropos? Amar Rava, at the end of a line, Rava says, Hachiktani, v'mhuchseku nagchanim, if there's a pattern of goring, ma'amidim lohem apotropos, we make this caretaker in charge, u'me'idim lohem befnei apotropos, and they can say testimony in front of the apotropos what is happening, if it happens again, it will be paid from the assets. One more comment over here before we try to bring this to halacha. May Alias man, who has to actually pay if it reaches that point with this court-appointed appointee? Rabbi Yechinen Omar May Alias Yisomim. Rabbi Yechinen says, we would do it from the orphan's assets. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omer Me'aliyas Apotropos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, it comes from the caretaker's assets. It's his liability. He was supposed to be responsible. However, on Amud Beis, we find out Me'alias apotropis from the caretaker's assets, v'chozrim v'nifra min ha'yesomim l'chigadli, and later on, when the yesomim are adults, past bar mitzvah, then the apotropis can collect from them. So we have two important points over here that we want to explore. Number one is, what exactly happens when he becomes a mu'ad? How does that occur now that we get the apotropis on board? And secondly, now that the apotropis is on board and they will be liable at some point, so does it go directly from the yesomim, that's Rabbi Yechanan, or does the apotropis have to pay up and then he can get reimbursement at a certain point, as is the ruling of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina? So the Rambam, in Niske Mamon Vav Dalid, says, Hiziku achar shahuadu befnei apotropis, if the animal does damage, after it becomes a muad in front of the apotropis, imadayin hu tam, if the status with the apotropis is regarding the damage done while it's still a tam, mishalim chatzi nezek migufo, then it's only paying half damage from its value. Vim huad bo shlosha yomim, v'achakach hizik, mishalim nezek shalom, in ayafa shabanichse apotropsin, if it did it for 3 days, with all these warnings, then the apotropis would pay, ulechashe yigdilu hayisomim yasu din im apotropsin, v'yishamu lahen. When the children are adults, then they'll have to make good on the payments with the caretaker. We see two dramatic things over here. Number one, the Rambam is paskening that it's a concept of reimbursement, which is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that the apotropis pays and then he can claim reimbursement. But even before that, how does this muad status become attained? The Rambam is writing, imadayin hu tam. It's possible under the leadership of the apotropis that the animal is still a tam. Apparently, it needs 3 times in front of the apotropis, not that you could expedite and say historically it has done these things and therefore it should already be a muad. We see that similarly in Tosfos on the page. In the Tosfos v'im, towards the beginning of the wide lines, at the end of the Tosfos, he says, "Achayachzor v'yigach shlosha pa'amim birshus apotropis," until the animal again goes and gores a full 3 times while it's under the leadership of the apotropis, and that is indeed the approach taken by the Prisha Drisha in Choshen Mishpat Simin Tav Vav. So all of that of our presentation, Rambam, Tosfos, they match in terms of that we're going to need another 3 times before the animal is actually considered a muad. As far as the other ruling, though, where the Rambam rules, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that the apotropis lays out the money and can later claim reimbursement from the yesomim, the tour at the end of Simin Tav Vav paskins on the contrary, like Rabbi Yochanan, and writes, Nifraim min alias hayesomim. If there is an apotropis in place, then the payment would come directly from the yesomim, that their animal went and gored. We're presumably talking that the apotropis did normal precautions, and then the animal nevertheless gored, and there is responsibility to its owner, and the owner is the yesomim. In Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, Simin Tav Vav Se'if Hei, the Mechaber only brings the concept that a shor shel pikeach the owner is a regular person, his animal did damage to people of this category, Chereshot Vekatan, there is liability, like the Mishnah told us. And when people from that category do damage to a regular person, there is no liability, Peturim, they're absolved. The Sma wonders why the Mechaber did not continue with the rest of the information and tell us that there would be such a thing as if it gored three times, Beis Din would appoint somebody and then it could become a Muad. And the Sma writes, Da'ein Muad Bebavel, because outside of Eretz Yisrael, what we're dealing with, these cases typically without that ability, it's not going to become a Muad. And therefore, the Mechaber didn't feel the need, apparently, to go there and discuss it. Certainly, if Beis Din sees that there's a danger to society, this animal is damaging and the child is not able or responsible to handle the situation, so Beis Din is allowed to take whatever measures they need to take for public good. But the standard concept of appointing an apotropos in order to get muad status, that function of an apotropos is not going to be so relevant because ein muad bebavel. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.